Welcome, everybody, to Here's the Deal. Larry Tomczak here. And I'll tell you, we are dealing with some very sensitive issues, but very important and critical issues because of the Israeli-Hamas war and what's going on in the Middle East. This is very grave time of history. We know Jesus said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, and you say, well, isn't that what already happened in 70 AD? That happened? Yes. And there is an initial prophetic fulfillment, but there is going to be another prophetic fulfillment. And the Bible teaches so much that focuses in on the Middle East and Jerusalem and Israel. And so you and I need to know what's going on. And you need to be able to stand courageously and speak the truth, because the Hamas and Iranians and Jew-hating Muslims, these Islamists, these jihadists, their passion is to manipulate and lie to you. Folks, they in Gaza, that territory there where you got about 2 million Palestinian individuals, they will start at age 6 indoctrinating the little boys and girls that the Jews must be destroyed. They're evil, and we're going to go and wipe them out because they want to kill you. It's sickening. What is this? It's called propaganda, and it's hateful. It's anti-Semitism. And you and I need to understand the fundamentals about the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. And I want you to stand with me and be courageous. You are called to be a victor. Don't be, you know, hysterical or fearful in these moments. I tell you today that you're not just some ordinary man or woman. You're a child of the living God. You're not just some person. You are an heir, the Bible says, of God, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You're not just some old sinner. You're a new creation in Jesus, who is your Lord. And you are part, listen to this, savor this. You're part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are one of God's special people, and you're not under guilt. You're not under condemnation. You're going to refuse discouragement. It's not of God. God is the God of all encouragement. And there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who has Jesus as their Lord. Now, I say that you be buoyed and strong and bolstered in this hour. But we need to understand fundamentals about Israel and the Jewish people. When they were attacked, and there was this murderous massacre, 1,400 Jewish people slaughtered, grandparents, women raped, babies beheaded. I mean, it's hard to even talk about it. But there's times you got to do this and face it. Even some of the videos, you know, that after World War II, do you remember what General Eisenhower did? They went into the death camps where the Holocaust was taking place, extermination of Jews. And Eisenhower called in the journalists and the photographers and said, I want you to take pictures of this. And he said, we must show this to the world because they're not going to believe it. And it's the same thing today. There are Holocaust deniers. There's people that say, well, I don't like to look at that. I mean, you know, you got these little battles that go on with Israel and you know, these jihadists and all that. Brothers and sisters, this is not a little skirmish or a little battle. This could very well be the beginning of the apocalyptic ending of the age and the end of the world, not the planet totally, but it's like there's going to be the end of the cosmos. And what is that? That means Satan, who is the god of this world, he and all his cohorts and all sin, sickness, and disease, everything, there's going to be an end of that, but there will also be incredible upheaval and there will be persecution. We're not going to escape it because we live in America. I don't want it. But the Bible says all those that desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So we're dealing with the fundamentals. You've got to know, and you've got to tell people this, because they're the media, the leftists that are in our culture, progressives, they don't like Israel. They hate it. And they will side, bleeding hearts. Oh, look at the Palestinians, the Arabs, and all the Jews. They're such killers. And they will distort and manipulate because they want people to side against Israel. This is demonic scheme. So the fundamentals, Larry, well, I'll tell you what they are. Number one, Jewish people are a special people. And I cited this in the first podcast that, you know, 3,000 some years ago, you know, Israel is the name for the nation descended from Abraham. And it appears almost 3,000 times in the Bible. And Jesus declared, this is why the Jews are unique. Salvation is from the Jews. They're called God's chosen people. I didn't select it, but God sovereignly picked them. Some people say, well, you know, God takes the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. Well, there's many people that say, look at the Jewish people in history and all the genocide and the discrimination and everything. Is that why he took them? Well, folks, I don't know. But for thousands of years, you look back in history and he selected them for a unique purpose. And when you see Jesus one day face to face, he will still be Jewish. He will. And we owe a tremendous debt. You know, in Revelation, it talks about the scroll. Let's open it. Who opens it? It's Jesus. Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. That's where you get Jew, comes from Judah. And if there were no Jews, folks, here it is. No Bible, no Jews, no patriarchs, no Jews, no salvation. And we owe an incredible debt of gratitude to the Jews. Now, scripture says that you and I in Romans 11, 19 and 23, that we as Gentiles, righteous Gentiles, we were originally grafted in. While what? The Jewish people suffered persecution, genocide for centuries. It's sad to even consider this. And what's even more tragic, much of it was done in the name of Christianity. Did you know that? Did you know that Martin Luther of the Reformation wrote and spoke hatefully about Jews, and his best friends begged him to stop his anti-Jewish raving? Popes, notables, fathers of the faith, Augustine, Chrysostom, and Tertullian, and Origen, I mean, go on. They yielded to what was called Judenhass. That's Jew hate. They, you know, the Jews are taught, well, you know, Hitler, he was a baptized Catholic. And he's the one that launched the final solution to get rid of all the Jews. Is it any wonder, come on, let's be honest about it, why Jews at times have not trusted Christians? In our history, the anti-Semitism, it's painful to ponder it. But there are numbers of messianic congregations today, not just in Israel, praise God, but in America and in the world. But many Jews, most Jews, to be honest, are secular and they need the gospel. And the Bible says in Romans that the gospel is to go to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. And right now with this Hamas-Israeli war, you and I have an opportunity as we share truth, and we've got to know it. That's why I'm going through these in the podcast. As we share truth about the Jewish people in Israel, we can show them that we really care about them and we're going to come to their aid. We're going to stand with them. So I want to encourage you in this. Let me give you a closing illustration, very real. After college, I worked at the AFL-CIO headquarters. And my boss was a wonderful Jewish man, brilliant. Oh, to this day, he's probably the finest leader that I've ever worked with. Brilliant man. But before I left my internship there, I gave him a book by Arthur Katz. It was called Ben Israel. Arthur Katz, I was with Ben. Arthur, I spent time with him. He's now in heaven. But he was an atheist. He was a Marxist. But he was converted. Somebody shared the gospel. He was redeemed. Well, you know what was beautiful? Arthur Katz wrote a book called Ben Israel of his story. And I gave a copy of that book to my boss before I left. And I asked him if he'd read it. Mr. P, I'll just call him Mr. P. He read the book. He loved it. And on my last day at work there, I sat in his office and we had a conversation. And I said, Mr. P, I said, what would hold you back now that you've heard this man's story and you've heard the truth? What would hold you back from receiving Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, you know, of Nazareth, Jesus the Messiah, as your Messiah? And you know what he said? He said, Larry, I'll put it this way. He said, if you had an old Ford and I had an old Chevy, they're the same. I wouldn't want what you have. But if you had a brand new, let's say, Ford, and I had an old beat up Chevy, my heavens, he said, man, with that difference, I'd want what you have. And he said, Larry, when I see the Jewish people and the Christians, I don't see any real difference between the way they live. If I did, I would want what you have. Oh, my heavens. I stood up. I shook his hand. I said, Mr. P, I will spend the rest of my life doing whatever I can to change that. Will you join me in this quest? Will you bring the gospel to all the people you can? And yes, any Jewish people you know, be sensitive, do it in the right way. Get Sid Roth's book. It's a great testimony you can give people. And will you pray for them? And will you tell the truth in this hour of crisis?